Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Helgi Eng, the state forester for the Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection, issued an emergency burn closure order, which goes into effect Friday night, July the 1st at 11:59 p.m. The closure order restricts all burning that requires a local or state burn permit, including uncontained cooking, warming, and signaling fires. Activities prohibited under the order include burning in burn barrels, burning large and small-scale debris piles, lawn burning, commercial and agriculture burns, and burning in non-commercially manufactured incinerators. Uncontained cooking, warming, or signaling fires, including backcountry campfires, additionally are also prohibited. Cooking or warming fires contained inside a steel ring or other non-flammable device, such as a charcoal grill, are allowed, according to the Division of Forestry. The order covers all state, private, and municipal lands within several boroughs across the state, including the Kenai Peninsula Borough, the Matsu Borough, Denali Borough, the Fairbanks North Star Borough, the cities of Delta Junction and Tok and their surrounding areas, as well as the Copper River Basin and surrounding areas. Kodiak Island Borough not included in the emergency burn closure. Alaska, by the way, is experiencing ongoing dry conditions, which are predicted to continue, and these conditions have led to numerous large uncontained wildfires in the state. The emergency burn closure order is being issued to keep people safe and to help prevent human-caused fires. In cooperation with the Division of Forestry, the Alaska State Fire Marshal's Office implemented an immediate suspension on the use of fireworks across much of the state. Made in accordance with Alaska Administrative Code, the suspension will remain in effect for those aforementioned areas: Matsu Borough, Kenai Peninsula Borough, Denali Borough, Fairbanks North Star Borough, the areas in and around Delta Junction, Tok, the Upper Tanana Valley, and the Copper River Basin area. And for those looking to buy fireworks this weekend, you're out of luck, because Guerrilla Fireworks up in Houston announced that they've been closed since April, and they will remain closed through this 4th of July weekend. Clear Creek Cat Rescue received a $5,000 grant investment from the national nonprofit Petco Love during a celebration at the Soldotna Petco recently. The investment is in support of the rescue's life-saving work for animals in South Central Alaska. Clear Creek Cat Rescue rescues cats in need from the Kenai Peninsula up through to the Matsu Borough. Kaylee Orthman, secretary with Clear Creek Cat Rescue, talks with KSRM on the $5,000 investment.
Every year we do an application. It's a pretty lengthy application, and then we have to do a grant report for them every year. We've worked with Petco Love for probably about 5 years. We've received grants from them, and it's a really important part of our income. It's used to sponsor low-cost spay and neuter clinics. We've done them down here in Soldotna and the Kenai area, as well as up in Anchorage and even Wasilla. We've done those. Those are super important. And then we also provide veterinary and food and supplies for people as we can. So it's very important for us to keep cats in their homes with their families as much as possible. So if someone calls and cannot afford food, we try to help them. So the grant helps with that. It also helps with our barn cat project. That's another really important program we have. Cats that are not going to be part of a household.
Petco Love is a national nonprofit. Since its founding in 1999, they've invested $330 million in adoption and other life-saving efforts. Petco Love helps find loving homes for pets in partnership with Petco and more than 4,000 organizations across North America, with 6.5 million pets adopted and counting. Clear Creek Cat Rescue, since its founding in 2010, has rescued nearly 4,000 cats and kittens.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.